Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host this evening, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come before you and we humble our hearts. Lord, we ask that you will have mercy upon us and that you'll forgive our sins. Lord, we ask, God, that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. And whatever you're not pleased with, my God, be merciful and forgive us, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will wash us and clean us up on the inside and the outside. Lord God, lay your hand upon us. Lord, we need a touch from you tonight. Please, oh God, touch our minds and touch our hearts. Lord, give us strength and give us power. We need your help down here, Lord. We are waiting on you, oh God. And without you, we can do nothing, Lord. We need you to intervene right now and bind the enemy on every side. In the name of Jesus, cover us under your blood, Lord, and wash us, Lord God. Purify our hearts, Lord Jesus. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Work on us, Lord, and make us what you'll have us to be. We pray, God, that you will lead, guide, and direct us in the way you will have us to go. Order our steps, Lord, and keep us in your will. Lord, we pray, God, that you'll remember those on the prayer list. Look upon them tonight in a special way, oh God. Oh Lord, bless them right now with the blessing that they stand in need of. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, make whole, my God. Move in miraculous ways. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will remember the bereaved families tonight, that you will touch them, comfort and console them, oh God. Uphold them and carry them through this difficult time. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We pray for the lost souls of men everywhere, men, women, boys, and girls. We pray, God, that you will prick somebody's heart to repentance and cause them to turn from their ways. Cause somebody to give their life to you, Lord. Cause somebody to see their need for you, oh Lord. We know you're able, my God. We pray, Lord, that you will visit those who are captive. Oh God, those who are locked up and imprisoned. Lord, make your holy visitation. Stop by for just a little while, oh God, and move in the prisons, Lord. Move behind the jail cells. Oh my God, save dying souls, Lord Jesus. Prick somebody's heart in there and let them know that there is hope as long as you are alive. Oh, my God, we know you're able. You can reach those places that we cannot go. Lord, you have the power to just speak the word, and it shall be done according to your word and according to your will. Oh, Lord, we pray right now that you will go into hospitals everywhere and walk up and down every corridor and into every room, Lord. Oh, my God, heal and make whole right now. Restore the health and the strength, oh, God. We know you're able to do all things, Lord, and there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. There's no disease that you cannot cure. There's no sickness that you cannot heal. Oh, blessed Savior, there's no broken heart that you cannot mend back together. Lord, please have mercy. Have mercy now, oh God, and remember those, Lord, who are desiring to be healed tonight. We are asking you, oh God, if they've committed any sin, to forgive their sins and to wash them, clean them up, purify them, Lord. Have mercy upon them and look on the backsliders tonight. Those backsliders, God, some of them are desiring to return unto you, but they need divine intervention. They need you to move for them, oh God, and to help them to make it back, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus, be merciful and help them to return unto you with their whole heart, my God. Restore their souls and reclaim them, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord, to make it back. Please, my God, we ask for mercy. Have mercy, oh Lord Jesus. Give them another chance in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, look on everyone who is on our prayer list, all the prayer lists everywhere, oh God, one by one and name by name, whatever the need is, Lord. We pray, God, that you will provide, that you will grant every request. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. We ask you to bless your people everywhere. Oh, God, those who are near and those who are far. Oh, my Lord, let the blessing come and overtake us. Look on all of those who are listening in on tonight. Lord God, we pray a special prayer for each one, oh, Lord, asking you to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. Oh, my God, and help them in all their situations. Bless them in their homes and bless their families. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, and we are ever looking unto you. We are depending on you, and we pray, God, for our families, that you will have mercy on our loved ones. You will save in our household and in our families, oh, God, even the extended family, save to the utmost, Lord. Oh, God, please have mercy and work on the family unit. Keep the families together. Oh, Lord, those families that have been divided and broken up and scattered abroad, we pray, God, that you will gather them back together. And, Lord God, put the families back together. Oh, Lord, don't let the enemy destroy the family unit. In the name of Jesus, we know you have all power. And, Lord God, you can do all things. We believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We want you to have your way, Lord, not our will, but let your holy will be done. We ask you to bless in this broadcast tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, let somebody's soul be blessed through this ministry. Oh, God, let it grow, let it prosper, and let it bring glory and honor to your holy name. We believe it right now, and we count it done. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for coming to our aid. Lord, we thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you, oh, God, for stopping by to see about us. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all that you've done, Lord, for what you're doing even now. We praise you, oh, God, in advance, Lord, because we believe we have the petitions that we've asked in this prayer. And if there's anything that we should have asked for, oh, blessed Savior, we ask, God, that you will grant it unto us according to your will and allow the Holy Ghost to make intercession for us in the name of Jesus. Have your eternal way. We thank you for this prayer, Lord. And now, oh God, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. And we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila. We just want to welcome you again to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., was the pastor of Victory Temple located in Jacksonville, Florida. We still want to remember him. And we're so, so glad that you chose to spend your evening with us. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 124th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 124th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, and the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." And after one of his words, the 124th number of Psalm, the first throughout the eighth verses throughout their entirety. And again, Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may dial in 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title, one school, and one is O-N-E. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log into the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, title one school, and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number, 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling bold after the word of God, you want to give remarks, or if you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, or if you like to have prayer, give us a call. Phone number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca England, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel teams up with Evangelist Net Bradley every night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. Added to our prayer list is Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the bereaved Horsey family. We want to continue to pray for them, and we want to also continue to pray for Benjamin Holmes, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, Sean Colbreth, Tracy Curry, Daryl Marcato, Steve Fields, the Farhan family, Amore Nixon family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Mother Janice Marshall, the Breeze Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, the Breeze Johnson family, Elderberry Johnson and the Breeze Johnson family, the Breeze Hall family, the Breeze Berry family, Breeze Gatewood family, the Breeze Spriggs family. We want to keep all the Breeze families in our prayers, and those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I just want to sing a portion of this song. I'm not going to sing the entire song or too long, but we read the scripture, and I just want to sing a little portion. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd been battered and scarred. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I mean, truly, where would we be if it hadn't been for the Lord who was on our side?
Amen.
We couldn't fight our own battles. Truly, there was a time when we weren't even a people, but
yes,
the Lord, he was on our side.
Yes.
So I thank God. He kept my enemies away. He lets the sun shine even through a cloudy day.
Thank
sometimes
you.
When you feel like you don't have any friends, he'll rock you in a cradle of his arms.
Yes.
But sometimes when it feels like we've been battered and scarred by the storms of life, God is with us.
Amen.
At this time, we're not going to hold you, but we're about to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she might break the bread of life to us. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, bring in your hearts, your minds, get ready to receive the word of God. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Pastor Sheila. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing indeed to be on this broadcast on tonight. And I give honor to God and to whom honor is due. So happy that you took the time to tune in on this evening. And may the Lord bless you greatly. And I thank God for the opening prayer, for the scripture that was read, talking about how God was the one that was there. Had it not been for him, Lord knows, we don't know where we would be. Thank God for that beautiful selection as well. It's important for us to recognize that it was God who was there all the time. Praise the Lord. When the enemy rises up against us and we can't see our way out, the Lord is there. Hallelujah. We might not see it right then and there, but later on we can look back and see that it was the Lord, and can say, if it had not been for the Lord, I would have been swallowed up. I would have been destroyed. My soul would have been lost had it not been for the Lord. Praise be to God. But I'm so grateful that God had mercy on all of us. God is a merciful God, and he's always looking out for us. And I'm just thankful that the Lord looked down on a wretch like me, that he had mercy on my soul. One day when I was out in the world of sin, oh, glory to God, I was a wretch and undone. The Lord looked down on me and had mercy. Oh, glory to God. He forgave my sins. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the world that I was in. And now I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Praise be to God. He changed my whole life. He converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm so happy tonight. Again, as I have often said many times, when we were going to the building, Friday nights were known as joy nights. Praise be to God. After all the things that we deal with throughout the course of the week, on the job, in the workplace, in the downtown, in businesses, wherever we go throughout the week or whatever we do throughout the week, we can go to the house of God on a Friday night and praise God. Hallelujah. Joy night. Glory be to God. Go there and get rejuvenated. Get strengthened, encouraged. Get burdens lifted off. Hallelujah. All the things the enemy keeps trying to pile on us throughout the course of the week. Friday night comes. Joy night. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We used to look forward to those joy nights where we can get in the house of God and sing to the
glory of God, until the power of God come down, and then go forth in the praises.
Yes,
oh, yes, Lord, singing and praising the Lord, beating the tambourines and beating on the drums and playing the music.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah, glorifying the name of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And, you know, we don't have to have all of that where we are. Wherever you are, you can have joy night, because this joy will pick you up, and you don't need no music. All you need is a touch from the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. And with that touch, he will quicken you, and you can praise him. You can go forth and lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. It's nice having the music. It's nice having the congregation clapping and singing. Amen. It's nice to have all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are empty on the inside, if the Spirit of God is not in you, oh, hallelujah, then something is missing. Something important is missing. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. Glory to God. Because having Jesus on the inside, you don't need music. You don't need no congregation. You don't need the background. All you need is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord. I feel stirred up in my soul because God has truly blessed us, and I can't help but reflect on how the Lord blessed when we went to the grand opening service of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission and how the Lord met us there.
Mm-hmm.
And God really began to move in such a great way. He sent his anointing. And I tell you, I thank God that I was there to praise the name of the Lord and to feel his anointing. And I'm just thankful. I'm happy that this mission is open now, and I'm so glad about it. Right there in Woodbury, New Jersey. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Just brings back memories. I went there and memories of how we used to live in New Jersey. Praise be to God. And just being back there was just very nice. Very nice to have those memories of what God used to do there in that state. Amen. But God is everywhere. And I just thank the Lord. I'm coming on in. Praise the Lord. We're going to try to get to these scriptures tonight. And I don't know how much preaching will be done, but I do plan to read the scriptures that I have tonight, if you will get your Bibles ready. And before we get into the scripture, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will minister to us through your word. Oh, Lord, there's someone waiting to hear from you. There's someone waiting with a special request. And we ask, God, that you will grant it unto them according to your will. Lord, through your word, let your word provide everything that is needed. We believe it and we count it done, Lord, and we thank you for it. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you will notice with me, the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 23, and also St. John, the 3rd chapter, verses 14 through 21, and then the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Praise the Lord. And I'll read these scriptures and go as the Lord leads. Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 23 reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." St. John 3:14 through 21 reads, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. St. John 9, 1 through 12. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes open? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the title of the message is Jesus is the Light of the World. And the theme is work before your night comes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this passage of scripture, or these passages of scriptures that were read, the Lord was dealing with me concerning the light of the world and how much darkness there is in the world, how much corruption is in the world today. We see that men are violent and they are corrupt and they are living in darkness. Praise the Lord, but there is hope in Jesus, hallelujah, because Jesus is the light of the world. He has the power to deliver us out of darkness, whereas sin will blind our hearts and cause us to be in darkness. And the enemy, Satan, he tells these lies and untruths where people believe something that is false rather than the truth. Glory be to God. But Jesus declared that we should know the truth and the truth would make us free. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And so Jesus, he came to bring light into the world. He came to open the eyes of the blind, praise the Lord, and not just naturally, but spiritually so. Glory be to God. And according to the book of Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 23, the Bible lets us know that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And wages, when we think of what wages are, the result or effect of doing something considered wrong or unwise payments. So we get paid for these things that are wrong, the wages, something given as a reward or in recompense for something done. If we continue in sin, the wages of sin, God, is eternal life. God forgives our sins, praise the Lord, and he takes our sins away. And a gift is something given freely, something that we did not earn or deserve, but it's given freely unto us. Praise be to God. Excuse me, my grandson is here. Son, go back upstairs. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, we thank God for the grandchildren. Amen. They also need to hear the word of God. Praise the Lord, but glory to God. As I was saying, the gift of God is eternal life, Jesus Christ our Lord. And if we do what's right, we will receive this reward, amen, as a wage for doing what's right. Glory to God, a recompense for something we did that was right. Amen. And Jesus is the one who has washed us with his blood. He's the one who has cleaned us up. Amen. And made us what we are. Glory be to God. And he brought this light into our lives so that we could see the error of our ways and turn from it. He sent his word, glory be to God, and pricked our hearts with that word. Amen. And showed us the right way. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. But if we don't accept the gift of God, then the wages of sin is death. That's what we'll receive in the end, in the return. Oh, glory to God. But Jesus, he was talking to a man named Nicodemus, and he began to speak some spiritual things to Nicodemus. However, Nicodemus, although he was a ruler of the Jews, he could not relate or even understand the spiritual things that Jesus was saying unto him. And Jesus had let him know that he had to be born again. Oh, glory be to God. He had to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Otherwise, he would not be able to see the kingdom of God or even enter into the kingdom of God. And the Lord gives us light so that we can see the kingdom of God. And Jesus described in the 14th verse, saying, and as Moses lifted up the serpent, the third chapter of St. John in the 14th verse, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And he came to die on the cross so that we could be saved. And the serpent that was lifted up in the wilderness, the brazen serpent that Moses lifted up in the wilderness, was representative of Jesus being lifted up. Because when the fiery serpents came into the camp of the Israelites and began to bite them, and many of them began to die, the Lord God led Moses to put a brazen serpent up before the people And he lifted up that brazen serpent and said to them to look up to the serpent. And those who obeyed and looked up to the brazen serpent, when they were bitten by the fiery serpents, they lived and did not die. But those who refused to look up to the brazen serpent were bitten by the fiery serpents, and they died. Well, glory to God. And so it is representative of things to come. In other words, a shadow of things to come. And so that brazen serpent represented Jesus, amen, the Son of the living God. And as Jesus was lifted up on the cross, we who look up to Jesus can live. He said that whosoever believeth in him. So it took faith for the people in the wilderness to look up to the brazen serpent and believe that no matter how many fiery serpents bit them, they would live. Hallelujah. And so it was faith that caused them to have their life and not die at the fiery serpents. Oh, glory to God. And when we look up to Jesus, amen, and we believe, hallelujah, glory to God, we have life. He gives us eternal life. He said that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And it's because God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And all it takes is for us to look up to him and believe. And if we believe, we should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but he came to save the world. He came that everyone could be saved. And he came to bring light into the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That condemnation, he took it away. Well, whoever doesn't believe, they are condemned. Same as those in the wilderness. They didn't believe, and they died. Condemnation will cause you to lose eternal life. It'll cause you to die without hope. Hallelujah. The word condemned to pronounce judgment against, sentence to punishment. Condemnation, that unbelief, not believing. Look up to Jesus. He is the light of the world. Our night is coming. One day we're going to have to leave this world. We're not going to stay on this earth forever. But we all to leave this world. Just as sure as we were born into the world, we're going to die and leave this world one day. Oh, glory be to God. But we have a work to do while we are down here on this earth. And we ought to make haste and do this work while it is day. While we have our health and strength, while we have our breath, oh, glory, hallelujah, while we have all the blessings of the Lord to help us, we should do this work that the Lord has assigned unto us before our night comes, because it is coming, whether we are ready or not. Because one thing for certain, death is sure. Hallelujah. Yep, life, but death is sure. There's no one who has ever been born into this world, hallelujah, that came here to stay forever. Everyone is going to leave this world one day. But Jesus, he began to minister. And in St. John, the 9th chapter, he had passed by a man who was born blind from his mother's womb. And the disciples, when they saw him, they asked Jesus, who had sinned that caused this man to be blind? But Jesus began to open up their understanding concerning the manifestation of God's power and his work. So Jesus said, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. So God has work to be made manifest in various individuals so that his name will be glorified. Hallelujah. And we need to labor earnestly to complete the work that God has given us. Because as Jesus pointed out in verse 4, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light of the world. Oh, glory to God. But night is coming for every one of us. Our night, the day when we see no more, hallelujah, when we cease to breathe any breath, when the warmth of our body turns cold, oh, glory be to God. In that night, we cannot complete the work that God has given us. So this is not the time to sit around and just drag our feet and do nothing for the Lord. But we must be about our Father's business because Jesus is providing the light that we need. He's a lamp unto our feet. He's a light unto our path. He will lead us and he will guide us in the way we should go. If you are in sin, hallelujah, look to Jesus, the light of the world, and he will lead you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, thank you, Lord, because your night is also coming. But you want to make sure that you have looked up to Jesus so that you can live, so you can have eternal life. Oh, praise the Lord. You don't have to continue in the state that you're in. You don't have to continue in sin. But you can turn right now and repent unto God. You can ask God to forgive you for the wrong that you've done. And ask the Lord to save your soul. And he will save you. He will have mercy upon you. Oh, yes, he will fix it in your life. He will work it out for you. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God is a merciful God. If it hadn't been for God, oh, yes, Lord, I would have been lost. My soul would have been lost. My life would have been destroyed. No doubt I wouldn't even be alive. But thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace. Oh, praise the Lord. And so Jesus, he began to set this example of how we should work the works of him that sent us. While it is day, when that night cometh, we won't be able to do this work. We can't witness anymore. We can't minister anymore. We can't read scripture. We can't pray. Hallelujah. It's all going to be over. Oh, bless the Lord. So whatever we're going to do, let's work those works while it's day. When that night comes, it's over. It's all over. Praise be to my God. I tell you, I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for you and for your patience. Amen. I tell you, I thank God for your prayers. Because I tell you, without prayer, we just would not make it. We won't make it. If you are finding that you're having a hard time believing God and this doubt just continues to come into your mind, Pray unto the Lord and ask him to remove all doubt. Ask the Lord to help you to believe to the saving of your soul. There are souls that are praying and they're desiring to be saved. They're desiring to receive the Holy Ghost. And there's something blocking them. There's something in the way. Something is hindering them. And a lot of times it's because of their lack of faith and their desire to believe God, but something is causing them to doubt. And I want you to know that God will remove all doubt. Take it away. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. And he will help you if you sincerely want to be saved. If you desire to be saved, God is willing to save your soul. He will help you with any situation you have. Just turn it over to him. Just give him a try. Just go ahead on and submit your whole life to him. Just surrender to the Lord. Give up everything and everybody and just surrender to the Lord, and he will save your soul. The Lord will come into your life. Thank you, Jesus. If you have backslidden on the Lord, this is your opportunity to return unto the Lord. It's your opportunity to come on back with your whole heart, amen, and rededicate your life to the Lord. Don't hold out any longer. Don't put it off any longer. Don't wait another day, but return unto the Lord with your whole heart. If you've somehow gotten off track, fallen weak, come to the Lord and ask God to have mercy. Ask the Lord to strengthen you. Oh, yes, Lord, and he will lift you up. He will lift you up. Glory be to God. He will help you. Oh, praise the Lord. If you're sick in your body tonight and you desire to be healed, I want you to know that God is a healer. Oh, yes, Lord, and he's ready and willing and more than able to heal you and to make you whole. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. And let us prepare now to go to God in prayer with our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for showing us your light. We thank you for letting your light shine upon us, O Lord. We come to you, O God, and we ask for mercy. Lord, we ask, God, on behalf of those who desire to accept you as their personal Savior, we ask you, Lord, to forgive their sins and to blot out their transgressions. Oh, my God, wash them and purge them on the inside. Wash them and clean them up on the outside and fill them with the Holy Ghost, my God. Have mercy on their soul. Help them, Lord, to believe you. Take away those doubts and the unbelief, Lord Jesus. Destroy every yoke, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, Lord. Move in miraculous ways. Oh, Lord God, send forth deliverance tonight. Deliver the bound souls, Lord Jesus. Send for the breakthrough right now while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask that you will remember the backslider, that you will help them to return, Lord. Help them to make it back before too late. Oh, my God, restore their souls and bring them back to your light in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy. Oh, Lord, be merciful tonight. We ask, God, that you will have compassion on the souls in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you will look on those who are sick in their bodies, carrying afflictions. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you will make them whole right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, God, reach down and touch, Lord Jesus. Heal and make everyone whole in the name of Jesus. Whatever sins they committed, whatever wrong they've done, Let it be forgiven, O Lord. Please, Lord, let it be forgiven and restore their health, Lord. Restore them back to their health. Oh, God, we know you're able. Move by your power in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray, God, that you'll remember the bereaved families tonight. Oh, Lord, please be close to the families. Oh, Lord, and bless them tonight. Comfort and console them, Lord Jesus. Let your holy angels be encamped about them and remain with them to help them through this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Be merciful, God, and move in miraculous ways. Those on the prayer list, Lord, all the names that were called out on that list, Lord, and those that were not called out, names all around the world on prayer lists. Lord, we ask that you will look down on everyone, one by one and name by name, Lord, and every family member that is associated or connected with those names. And we ask, Lord, that you will bless them in abundance, Lord, with the blessings that they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you, and we're taking you at your word. Lord, we ask, God, that you will please look on the leaders, Lord Jesus, all around the world, the spiritual leaders, those who are leaders of countries, oh, God, those who are in other leadership positions. We ask you to have mercy, oh, my God, and intervene in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, be merciful and show them how to be a leader. Show them what they need to know. Oh, God, even in the churches, show those leaders, Lord Jesus, how to lead your people. Teach them in the way they should go. Give them visions. Give them revelations, Lord, and help them, even the congregations, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you will add to the church, that you will build up the church even the more. Let it grow and let it expand in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask that you will bless this ministry, oh, God, that you will bless it in abundance, that you will let it continue to grow and be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. We believe you right now, oh, God, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God, and at this time I'm going to have remarks from Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen saying, Jesus is the light of the world. And she was encouraging us to work before our night comes. And she began to talk about how the world, you know, they're in corruption and walking in darkness, but there is a light, and that light is Jesus. And it's, amen.
Hello?
It's
praise
Jesus.
God.
God bless you.
God bless. God bless.
God bless. We have Brother Muhammad on the line. We're on our broadcast. Amen. I'm sorry for the interruption, Evangelist Khadija, but go ahead on to finish your remarks.
Amen. Just of Jesus, we're going to receive a just recompense for the deed we've done in our bodies. If we've chosen to walk in darkness because our deeds are evil, we'll receive the wages of death. And like Evangelist Khadija began to say, night is coming for us all. And we won't be able to work anymore. So while it's day, we ought to work and walk in the light, which is Jesus. I thank God for the word. I truly enjoyed it. I just want to say to Evangelist Hameen, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija. And we do thank God once again for all of you for tuning in to the broadcast on tonight. And we have Brother Muhammad. Maybe he wants to give a testimony. Amen. God bless, Brother Muhammad.
Amen. God bless everybody. I'd just like to give glory and honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just thank and praise God for giving me another day, another chance to get it right. I thank God for all his grace and all his mercy. I thank God for even though I'm incarcerated and I've done things that was contrary to God, I thank God that even in this situation here, he's still gracious towards me. Not just me, but God has allowed us to have a prayer circle in here, and men have been drawn to Christ, because his word says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And God begins to save men, and we need it more than ever. I also would like to thank everybody on the broadcast for praying for the prayer circle. Men are going home, men are being delivered, men are being saved, and I give God all the glory and all the honor. I love my Christian Temple family. I miss y'all so much. I thank God for y'all love and y'all prayer down through the years. And even though I may not be a member of the church, I'm still y'all little brother in Christ. And I just thank God for each and every person on the broadcast, and I ask you guys to pray our strength from the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony coming through Brother Muhammad, and thank God for how he's blessing in the prayer circle. And maybe we have clergy on the line. If you heard the guest call-in number and you want to call in and have remarks, if you want to give a testimony, if you want to sing a song to the glory of God, you're certainly welcome to use our guest call-in line. We encourage you to take advantage of that. Amen. God bless.
God bless. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Calloway.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for your soul. I'm just thankful tonight. Thank God for hearing that word on tonight. Thank God for hearing from Brother Muhammad. Praise the Lord. We are praying for you, also incarcerated. Thank God. I understand what you're saying in the sense that I used to go into the prison and minister into the prison, I mean, the inmates and so forth. So I know that God is saving. Not only is in the church, but it's not the location, but God is moving. So I thank God for that. And I thank God again for Evangel Jaime, amen, and Evangel Khadija, thank God for you, amen, and again for prayer, for the word. And I just wanted to say something. I received a call this morning from Minister Choi, and I thank God. I don't believe he mind me saying that. But he said that the Lord had me on his mind. And it was very encouraging words. And I hope that even what I say tonight, what he said to me, that it would encourage someone. He said to me, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. And I thank God as he was speaking to me and we had prayer and so forth, tearing up and we prayed and so forth. And I thank God for that. That even we in the ministry, and I was saying to someone that we in the ministry also need encouragement from time to time, and we need to hear something, some encouraging words. So I was glad when he spoke into my spirit on this morning. And even the word on tonight, I thank God. Yes, nighttime is coming for each one of us, and we got to not get ready but be ready. So I thank God for your word on tonight. I say to you and encourage you, continue preaching, continue ministering. And I hear you, I listen, and I take the word in. I got to be in that state of readiness at all times. I'm not looking to my left, I'm looking to my right, but I'm looking to God, and I'm thankful. I don't allow position to get in my way, titles, I don't allow that to get in my way. But I look to God, and I seek your prayers, and I thank God for you. Amen. My wife wants to say something also.
Amen.
So be encouraged, evangelist, and pastor. Thank God for you, and just be encouraged. I'm praying for you, and I thank God for your word tonight.
My wife. God bless you. God bless you. We praise and thank God for the word. Amen. And Ms. Khadija, we praise and thank God for Brother Muhammad. Amen. We thank God because we know God can do all things. We thank God for that word. If I be lifted up, I draw all men unto you. And as that serpent was lifted up, we should lift up Jesus. Amen. As Lance said, this is joy night.
Joy night.
When the Lord come in and save our souls. And I tell you, this is Friday night was the night. Amen. Amen. And bless our souls. Thank God for this radio ministry.
Yes.
Amen. That God, you know, that you can hear the word of God come through us. I mean,
endure her all the time anyway. Amen. I praise and thank God for her. I encourage her to keep preaching the word of God. Y'all keep doing the work of the Lord, because I tell you, that word is going out there. I tell you, it's accomplished what it's going out to. Amen. And I pray and thank God for you. Continue to pray for us, that God will ever do what his will towards us. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations coming through Pastor Gary Calloway and Assistant Pastor Elder Sister Linda Calloway. We thank God for you and for your love, your prayers, and your support. And we ask you to continue on supporting this ministry. Amen. Because it means much to us. And we do thank God for the broadcast tonight. And then I think we've gotten all of our announcements. Is there anything else, Vantage Khadija?
Well, I also thank God for Pastor Calloway, Elder Sister Linda Calloway, and their encouraging words and just their support as well. And thank God also for the power of prayer, Power Prayer Ministry.
Amen.
And last night, you know, I began to tune in, and I heard their son-in-law, Sister Perny's husband, Pastor Durant. He preached actually on their on the Power of Prayer Ministry, and
thank
he preached
you.
That praise opens doors,
oh,
and it was a very beautiful message, a very beautiful message. So I thank God for their support. Even, you know, them having a mind to continue on and support our broadcast as well. You know, they have their own broadcast to support as well. So I thank God for their support and their continued encouragement. Amen. And but I don't think we have any further announcements at this time.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the broadcast once again and for all of you who have tuned in. And we look forward to you joining us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will. And until then, if that be all, this concludes the broadcast. And may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. And good night.
God bless you.
Amen.
Good night. God bless you.